Well, thank you for that prayer, Vicky, and thank you to each of you. Christine, are you going to do the slides? Oh, thank you. The last time that I was with you here at Seaforth Baptist was for National Reconciliation Week 2019. We journeyed together through the theme. And actually, I wonder if you can even remember the theme of National Reconciliation Week 2019. I guess that's part of it, how we listen, and in listening, do we actually remember and take the words to heart and the action to heart? So I'll give you a second to think if you can recall what the theme was. Maybe you can put it in the chat if you do remember it. But the theme was grounded in truth, walk together in courage. And I wonder for each of you what the walk from last year's National Reconciliation Week to this year's NAIDOC Week theme of always was, always will be, has been like. What action have you taken since I was last here, individually, in community, and as a church, to walk together with Aboriginal peoples? I know you have invited me here today, and I'm so grateful for that invitation, as I said just before. And the 2020 National Reconciliation Week, or National Conciliation Week theme, was, I wonder if you remember, you can put it in the chat if you do, but it was In This Together. But as Common Grace, we called Australian Christians for National Reconciliation Week to walk together and to commit to being led by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders to pursue friendship and reconciliation in our lifetime. To be hashtag still walking for reconciliation. And I remember you guys as Seaforth Baptist did a beautiful chalk artwork and contributed to that. So thank you for being part of that. And that reconciliation comes with truth and action. So today I'm inviting you again. Will you come? Come and walk with me a while. Come walk with me as we declare together, always was, always will be. And hopefully you know where that comes from, that it's always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Every day I know that Jesus walks with me. And for an Aboriginal person, walking brings forth many images, physically, culturally, and spiritually. Immediately I'm taken to journey, a journey through nations and across country in the physical. A journey through story, song, and dance, along song lines in the cultural. A journey through time and space, embracing the cyclical, non-linear Indigenous worldview in the spiritual. We also know that these do not actually fit into neat, distinct categories, and they interweave and overlap each other. And they're actually possibly all the same thing. But first, I wanted to take you back to my country because I took you there last year as well. But I want to take you to my country, to Wakka Wakka country. I think I've got a slide. Yes, this one. Thanks, Christine. And I want to take you to the physicality of walking. My country, Wakka Wakka country, and you can see me in a photo there. I'm standing with a grass tree. That's actually a grass tree I'm hugging. And if you know about grass trees, they grow very slowly, about 1 centimeter every year. The size of that grass tree means that it predates colonization, and is possibly up to 1,000 years old, and that's specifically on my country in the Bunya Mountains. And I've only showed that once before publicly, so I'm sharing it with you all today, that photo of me with that grass tree. But Wakka Wakka country, a land of ancient grass trees, of native grasslands, small mountains, and bunya pines. The home of the Great Bunyanut Gathering, where thousands of Aboriginal peoples from many nations across southern Queensland and northern New South Wales would gather annually. And the history books tell you that the last gathering was held in the late 1890s or early 1900s. And this is where we start to analyse what the history books actually tell us or don't tell us. But they tell you that the last gathering was held in the late 1890s or early 1900s. Aboriginal peoples will tell you these continued in secret for many decades after. And the history of these gatherings is a living history, with my generation's grandparents having passed down the actual stories of attending the great Bunyanut gatherings in their childhoods. And so this was my Nan's own story passed to me. My Nan has now passed away, but she was born in 1933 and still remembered attending up until the age of 10. And you see, the only way to travel to the Bunyanut gathering was by walking. And so the cultural aspect of walking takes me to song lines. And if you remember back to NAIDOC Week theme, I think 2017, it was song lines, the living narrative of this nation. And song lines played an important part in the way to travel, showing the path to walk in song and dance through the landscape. These song lines and paths and trade routes have become some of the major highways and roads that Australians travel along today. I spend a lot of time in Newtown, and if you've ever been to Newtown, King Street was a major Aboriginal trading route. And so next time you're driving along King Street or walking along it, think about the land underneath your feet. And the next slide that I've got shows you one of, it's a Google map. But as you know, I now live in Sydney on the lands of the Gadigal peoples, one of the 29 clans of the Eora Nation, and I moved to Sydney about 18 months ago. But since I was five, I've lived on Gubbi Gubbi country, where I am currently, which is geographically next to Wakka Wakka country. And for most of my life, I've worked on Turrbal country, which is North Brisbane, but geographically south of Gubbi Gubbi country. And you see, the Turrbal peoples were one of those nations that would travel up to the Bunyanut gathering, and they would walk along a major roadway today known as Old Northern Road. And you might be able to see Old Northern Road on that map because I put it on the Google map for us. And the total journey from Turrbal country through Gubbi Gubbi country to Wakka Wakka country is 221 kilometres. According to Google, today it would take you 43 hours to walk. Some of you might know that with Aboriginal law requires that when passing through another's country, you must ask for permission and be granted permission. And this is our deep cultural values of hospitality and generosity. And this is part of where our welcome to country done by the elders and acknowledgement of country today comes from. And so the spirituality of walking takes me to my ancestors. As science says, as Aboriginal peoples, we have been here for over 65,000 years. That's over 2,500 generations. Over 2,500 generations of walkers. 2,500 generations of peoples who have lived sustainably on these lands. 2,500 generations caring for the land, regenerating the land, respecting the land. That our elders and the song lines have taught us was created by God, great creator spirit, and that we were appointed by God as custodians and stewards to care for all living things as God created and appointed us as custodians. And I think you're currently doing Acts as well. And if you look at Acts chapter 17, when you get there, hopefully you'll think back to this message. And today, my present ancestors, elders and leaders full of wisdom represent a carrying on of culture and spirituality. Elders of other nations in their welcome to country invite us to walk, and you might have heard me say it in my acknowledgements of country, but invite us to walk softly and gently on their lands. For they know for so many generations before them that we must walk softly and gently to sustain life and to care for God's creation. The next slide. Because walking and the struggle of walking reminded me of another walk. In 1905, Aboriginal peoples were walked in chains in the hot Queensland sun, men, women and children, from Durrandur Aboriginal Reserve near Woodford to Baramba Aboriginal Reserve, which was renamed to Cherbourg in 1931. Cherbourg is Wakka Wakka country. The walk back in 1905 with those men, women and children in chains took 3 months to travel 148 kilometres. Today, the walk has been reclaimed, with many Aboriginal young people taking the walk through an organisation called Yalari. And they walk only 100 kilometres of the journey, and they take 3 weeks to walk that in remembrance of that walk back in 1905. And our elders teach us to walk. They continue to teach us to walk. Elders ask us to walk in the footsteps of their elders, in their living memories, the social justice warriors who fought for equality and freedom, who marched on the streets. Today we return to the streets. The justice issues may be called different things, such as close the gap and Aboriginal deaths in custody, but the underlying fight is the same, for justice, equality and freedom. And the reality of the physicality of walking for Aboriginal peoples is a hard one today. The reality of the lack of closing the gap in health magnifies the historical and present day injustices of government policies that have removed and restrained us from our cultural practice of walking. And many of you would know about the poor health of Aboriginal peoples, which today is a significant problem. And so those cultural practices of walking, because of the physical restrictions, make it very difficult. If you go to the next slide, Christine. If you follow me on Instagram at Brooke Prentice Grass Tree, you will have seen some of these photos. I often have photos of my bare feet on the ground, acknowledging country to the places I travel. It was Uncle Joe Kirk and his Welcome to Country that taught me to take, and Uncle Joe's an incredible Aboriginal Christian leader. And so in his Welcome to Country, he taught me to take off my shoes and socks and feel the land, the earth, creation. It was Creator Spirit, God, Holy Spirit, that revealed Jesus, that revealed to me that when I did that, I felt a connection, that people and land are one. We are all part of God's creation. It was Christ that encouraged me to invite others to do the same. The Trinity is non-linear and cyclical in nature as well. That's actually part of what's here. The big U shape in this painting is actually Creator, Holy Spirit and Jesus. If you look at the book or a close-up of the photo of that painting, you'll see the big U shape is always a person. And so that's what I got my sister to paint in this picture. In our welcomes to country and acknowledgement of country, we pay respects to the elders past, present, and future. This is the journey of time and space, walking in the spiritual. So often in Western culture, walking is an individual activity, a form of exercise. But the Creator, Holy Spirit, and Jesus are woven together, as is the physical, cultural, and spiritual, and so are we as the body of Christ. If we take off our shoes and socks and walk in community, as my ancestors did, as we think of those many nations all walking separately, but then coming together in community for the great Bunyanut gathering. And so if we take off our shoes and socks and walk in community, as my ancestors did, maybe there is a deep spirituality that will spring forth. In Australia today, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal peoples are being called to walk together. Often the words that we have for this are called reconciliation or conciliation. As you would know, reconciliation for me is friendship. Friendship for me is family, which is community. And hopefully one day will actually mean nation, the nation of Australia. A nation where we live out the calls of James 2, where we take action with our Christian faith. And Micah 6:8, where we walk humbly with our God with justice and mercy. And I pray that Australia learns to walk the spirit of Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one, because if they have good reward for their toil, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. And so today, with all of you as my friends and as part of community and congregation, I say, Lord, may it be so. Thank you.